morning. I invite you to stand and join me in worship. We're going to begin by just reflecting on the truth that Jesus is here with us right now. He is here dwelling in our midst. And he is also enthroned upon our praises. And so, Jesus, we just want to ask that you would open our eyes to your presence, that you would bless us with your manifest presence this morning as we worship you and as we sing praises to your name. Amen.
Before you, I bow.
this posture of worshiping him. If a few of you would be willing to just shout out praises to the Lord. Your holy presence here in our midst. We praise you for all that you are.
Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy.
Yes, Jesus, you alone are worthy. You are worthy of our praises. You are worthy of our attention. And so, Lord, we offer our bodies over to you as living sacrifices. May our sacrifice be pleasing to you, Lord. We invite you to come have your way. And just as we ask you to multiply our financial sacrifices and offerings, Lord, we ask that you would also multiply the sacrifices that we give you with our bodies, Lord, with our actions and our words and our thoughts. On our own, we are weak. And so, Lord, we surrender to your will and to your spirit. Come have your way. In Jesus' name.
I surrender.
ourselves at your feet this morning, Jesus. We come here this morning, Lord, giving our time, giving our devotion and our attention over to you and off of the things of this world. And so, Lord, we ask that you would speak, that you would give us a greater understanding of who you are and of who you have made us to be. So, Lord, lead us deeper into your will as we look into your word this morning. Guide us by your Spirit. And we trust that you will. It's in Jesus' beautiful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Leah, for leading us in worship this morning. I would invite you to remain standing as we would read God's word, if you are able, and open to Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse 22 through the end of the chapter. And as you would do that, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. And so we bless the children as they go, as we spend the time here in the sanctuary. Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse 22. Matthew records this. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country, and people brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You all may be seated. Thank you for standing.